Our Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7 as we talk more Hill Mount Academy basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Luke Knoll, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, Tuesday night, you guys snap a two-game slide. You get a big win at home against McLouth. Low scoring, but a W, 32-26. How nice was it to get back on the winning track?
Yeah, we thought that was a pretty quality game for us. I thought we played really well defensively. We talked before the game about trying to limit offensive rebounds and just moving a little bit more intensity and things like that. And I thought we did that. We had very few second-chance opportunities. We played some both man and zone and both did some good things for us. So I thought we played really good defensively. And offensively, we've kind of been through some dry spells here and there over the last couple games. But we got going a little bit. And I was really happy with how composed we were down the stretch. I mean, it was tight, but we played in a lot of tight games this year. And you could tell it feels like we've been there before. And we handled that really well and were able to finish that one off.
Do practices change at this point in the year compared to maybe like before the season in December, maybe early January, because you want to be playing your best basketball right now? Does it stay pretty consistent with you and your coaching staff in regards to the practices that you guys put together? Does it maybe change down the stretch when you know you need to be playing your best ball?
It changes a little bit. I mean, just us particularly right now, we're battling some injuries and stuff like that. So we've got to kind of manage our week a little bit, make sure we're rested up, and just kind of manage what we do at practice. I mean, but there are definitely things we work on all the time. We're always going to do some type of shooting and finishing drills. We're always going to do some type of five situation a little bit and things like that. So there are some things that stay the same, but you do change a little bit differently. You know, practices for us do get shortened up a little bit as we continue on, because you've got to manage kind of the effort and the time put in, and it gets to be kind of the grind of the season now. So it changes a little bit, but there are some things that definitely never change, and we always want to continue to get better at.
Get Oskaloosa on a Friday night, and a team obviously familiar with within the league. You saw them back in December. You won that one by 7, 37-30. Seems like both teams are probably a little bit different now, but what's kind of the expectation for this second go-around?
Yeah, that first game we played them, we thought, they played really well. They played very hard, and they actually led us for a good chunk of that game. But again, it got tight, and we were composed down the stretch and made some big plays. So we're going to have to come out a little bit quicker than we did last time, play a little better defense. I thought that was one of our poor defensive games. But our defense lately, I thought, has really picked up. So if we can play good defense, that usually leads to some decent offense. Hopefully we should have another good one Friday. It'd be a good game. But, I thought last time we started slow, so if we can get a quicker start Friday, we'll have three games after that left.
That is Moore Hill Mount Academy girls basketball coach Luke Knoll joining us here again, Oskaloosa on a Friday. And then, as you just mentioned, three games left in the regular season after that, so hard to believe we're getting to this point in the season, but every game crucial to help with those sub-state standings. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Oski, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.